A lot of people in Sitka remember Yana Suki. She was the girl behind the viewfinder, almost constantly.
I packed around a camera, two cameras, everywhere, so I acquired quite a collection of photos.
Which she has compiled into a new book, Alaska Fishing, Gold Rush of the 1980s. And it is a trip. Many of the same boats Suki worked on are still around, and many of the crews are eerily familiar. They're the parents of the current generation of fishermen.
It's a time capsule. It's a slice of life. I fished here for 3 years first, for 83 to 86, I guess, and then I was a writer-photographer for another 3 years covering the fishing industry for the fish papers of the day, mostly Alaska Fisherman's Journal and Pacific Fishing Magazine.
Suki grew up in Wisconsin and studied natural resources in college, which is what brought her to Alaska. She found jobs in public broadcasting at first in Homer and Wrangell, and then spent a winter writing a grant to National Public Radio for a natural history series. It didn't pan out. From there, her story is a familiar one.
So I was broke and burnt out after a winter waiting to see if that came through, and I needed to make some money, and I thought, let's just pound the docks, you know. It was a world that I knew nothing about, and I was fascinated. What happened to the boats when they untied from the dock, you know, and got a job on a salmon troller, a little salmon troller with Annie Howell, and went out for my, didn't know, one trip, whatever, just went out on the ocean, and it turned into my life for 3 years, fishing for a living, crewing out on small longliners and trollers.
After Sitka, Suki went to graduate school in journalism at the University of Montana and began a long career away from Alaska. Her work from the state did not disappear. Over 100 large format images are mounted in Chinook's, a restaurant in downtown Seattle. Anthony's Seafood Grill in the SeaTac Airport also has two of her large pictures, and another three are in Sitka's own Highliner Cafe. But these are from her color portfolio. Most of her black and white negatives went into a box in her closet where they've remained for the last 30 years. And that's where they might have stayed were it not for social media.
So I started posting some of these black and white photos and instantly exploded, I guess. And it just started going, well, not quite viral, but people piling in from all over and connecting that way, and it's become a virtual fleet reunion.
Suki thinks this kind of sustained documentary effort is unusual. This August, she'll partner with Seafood Producers Co-op, the Sitka Seafood Festival, and the Sitka Fine Arts Camp to mount 100 of these rediscovered pictures, blown up to 3 by 4 feet, on both levels of Allen Memorial Hall. The large scope of the project should help viewers realize what she herself has only recently come to understand.
At the time, I was not documenting life like Dorothea Lange. I was just taking pictures of fishing for my stories and what was going on, and took all these photos, and only in retrospect, looking at this body of work, is it documenting an era, which fascinates me, and I'm so happy to have found it. It was like buried treasure.
Yana Suki's photography exhibit opens August 5th in Sitka. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.